morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing. I hope you guys are enjoying your Thursday. You woke up, you should be happy, because you woke up. Even if you had a bad morning, you still got the opportunity to make it a good day. So, take that blessing, use it. It's very, very, very vital that you do that. It is Thursday, and it looks like it's going to be it's going to be an okay day. It looks like it'll be a high of 64 degrees, and we may have a chance of rain around 3 or 4 o'clock. So, take an umbrella. Be prepared. Just might sprinkle on you. Today, I want to talk about toxic people. As an entrepreneur, toxic people are deadly. I mean, toxic people are horrible to anybody, but as entrepreneurs, it's really essential that you do not have toxic people around you, because your brain is already going to play a lot of games with you when it comes to your confidence and the grind and all the other things that go into the formula of being a successful entrepreneur. So keeping toxic people away from you is a big deal. And what I had to find out is, not only is it a big deal to watch out for toxic people, but it's a big deal to look for those traits within yourself. Get deep. I did a lot of little research on Google, and I found some things, man. So, you know the deal. I'm going to try to keep it short. This one may be a little bit longer because it's a lot of information, but it's going to be good. So, stick to the phone, listen, and take all this beautiful information in. I love you guys. I'm going to get into the meat of the subject right after this message. All right. Thank you so much for you guys. I appreciate you tuning in, listening to all my podcasts. I've been doing this for a little bit over a year. So I truly appreciate you guys and all have been donating, helping out with the movement, and just kind of involving themselves in the Tall Company. I can't tell you how good it feels to wake up in the morning to DM some people just saying, how can I help? So thank you. You are appreciated. We do a lot. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people that don't take a lot of photos. That's why I'm getting me a photographer. But I really don't like taking photos of people when I'm helping them out, because it's not about that. You know, I love you guys, and I want to build encouragement, but I really don't care about pictures and showing what I do, because I know what I do, God know what I do, so, and the people that I help know what I do. That's all that really matters. So please continue to donate, please continue to help, please continue to give ideas, because that's what we're doing. We're building a beautiful team, and I'm loving it, like McDonald's. So today, I want to talk about toxic people. Yeah, it's a deep subject, but, you know, it's a lot of things to talk about. But I'm going to try to keep it simple. Keep it under my 7 minutes, as usual. But not only do I want to talk about toxic people, I want to talk about some of the traits. Because we all have some of these things that we could be saying or doing. We don't necessarily have to be toxic people to do toxic things or say toxic things. So pay attention to yourself and pay attention to those around you. The definition of a toxic person is a master manipulator. They're skilled at making you do what they want to do. You can usually know a toxic person, because when you're done speaking with them, or even when you are speaking with them, you have this ugh feeling. Like you just want to run away while they talking. That is a toxic person. You have to be very, very cautious when you're dealing with these people, because I'm going to say this a lot throughout this podcast. They are master manipulators. The word master in front of that manipulator is a big deal. Like, these are experts. You can think of them as a hunter and you are prey. A hunter goes out. He doesn't just bring random bait or random traps. He knows exactly what he is hunting, and he brings the proper tools for that to make sure that he gets his prey. That's what toxic people do. They are hunting you, especially if you're a good person or a people pleaser like myself. They will, man, pop up out of nowhere. So we need to really be aware of how we feel, that vibe that people give us. Because, man, if you get a negative vibe, it's for a reason. It's a warning flag. So there are three types of toxic people. There's the drainers, the blamers, and the shamers. Again, that is the drainers, the blamers, and the shamers. The drainers are people who, like we were speaking about earlier, they leave you drained. They take all your positive energy and all your energy in general and leave you looking like Sarah from that weed commercial. You're just literally deflated. You don't want to do anything after you get done speaking with these people. The shamers, those are people who shame like your ideas. And to give you an example, as an entrepreneur, you run across shamers all the time. Excuse me. You run across shamers all the time. Maybe friends, maybe family members that when you tell them your dream, they're like, oh, how are you going to do that? Whoa. How are you going to get the money? Oh, are you going to get a job? Like, how is this going to work? They make you feel bad about your decisions. You don't want to be around those type of people. And the blamers are those finger pointers, the people that everything is someone else's fault. It's not them. It has nothing to do with them. It's always someone else is doing this. They never want to take responsibility. Anybody who's trying to, you know, just be a successful person, an adult, you never want to be around people who don't know how to man up, so to speak. I know people who literally, they would just complain all day, every day. They never have anything positive to say. It's always about them and how stressed they are because of their issues. It's the last person you want to be call a friend or associate. That means that you, whenever you speak to them, they are going to have something negative to say, which means that whatever positive you get, it's going to be thrown out the window and you're going to forget that you even had something positive going on for that day. You're going to have a bad day with them now. So we got to be on the watch when it comes to these types of people. And some of the traits that I've seen that kind of stuck out to me is, number one, a toxic person is jealous. And it made sense to me. Like when you come in, even in relationships, friendships, if you have a person that is just gets really easily jealous, that's a problem. That's a toxic trait. That means that they're selfish. They want you all to themselves. They don't want an opportunity that you may help somebody else instead of helping them. They don't want you to be spending your money on other people and not them. They don't want you spending your time on other people and not them. They want you to themselves at all times, at all degrees. It doesn't matter if you're tired. It doesn't matter if you want to enjoy something on your own time. It doesn't matter. Pay attention to that. Another toxic trait is a person that can't say no. They can't take the word no. So when you know, they ask you for something and you say, oh, no, I just can't do that, they gonna guilt trip you. Oh, come on, man. It's just down the street. It's just this. It only takes. Toxic, man. They master manipulators. Their whole purpose is to make you think or feel that, hey, whatever they're asking for, it should be priority. It's not that bad. You could do it. It won't take that long. Mm-mm. I can't tell you how many horrible situations I've gotten into taking somebody that I didn't want to take home or going someplace that I didn't want to go. Man, pay attention to these people. These are some master manipulators. They seeking you out for their own good. And as an entrepreneur, whoa, like I say, we can't afford that. We barely can stay on the track of our vision. We cannot have somebody else in there playing with the vision and changing it. Because that's what they're doing, subliminally. Toxic traits are something that can be genetic as well. It's still personality. We all have personality of our parents. And it's a thing of how we were raised. So some people have been through some really, really traumatic things in their lives. And we have to literally just kind of see it. Don't push it to the side that a person been through all these things and they're okay now. They probably are not. They probably really need some help. But that's not your job to fix them. Okay, guys? It's not our job. That's what they want you to do. Master manipulators. So they will just make you feel like, oh man, I gotta do something. I can't let them feel like this. Maybe walking around the house moping, or you see them at job, they always pouting, so you can come up and say, oh, what's wrong? Got them. Trap was set and you got caught. So pay attention. It's one of those things that we really are going to have to do some self-reflecting and, you know, really kind of, I really want you guys to look at your circle, look at the people you surround yourself with. And the biggest one is look within yourself. We are sponges. You know, we try to blame it on kids. The only the kid's mind is a sponge. Mm-mm. Every human brain is a sponge. We pick up things all the time. How many sayings do you and your friend have, or somebody say something, that's your new little slogan right now? Like, we rub off on each other. So if you have toxic people around you, it's a strong possibility you're going to be having those toxic traits. So today, pay attention to how you speak to people. Pay attention to your motives. What are you really trying to do? Are you trying to get something for yourself? Or are you really trying to help another person? Do not try to fix people. And say it again. Do not try to fix people. That is not your job. Your job is to make sure that you are a good person and you are taken care of. And the people that you love and the people who do the same for you, you look out for them. Watch those people as one-sided. And start thinking about all the things that you do for people and think about what they do for you. And think about the people who actually just come out of the blue and help. And they don't have anything negative. Or when you talk to people, do they have some negative? Do they always have something? They just throw whatever you say into the side? Blamers, shamers, drainers. I love you guys. That's why I wanted to make this podcast. Because I wanted you guys to be aware and safe. I don't want any of you guys to be victim to any negativity or any toxic people or toxic traits. And I definitely don't want you guys to be putting out any of those vibes. We need a love. We need a lot of love right now. Yesterday I went downtown, and everybody knows that it is the Mexican Independence Day they've been celebrating. And when I tell you, the unity and the beauty of Chicago last night on Lakeshore Drive, they shut down the entire Lakeshore Drive and just were sitting and partying. It was so beautiful. We got so much love because there was every race, because, you know, everybody's on Lakeshore Drive. But there was so much love there. So as much as we think everybody's toxic and everybody's got an issue, it might just be something that we the issue. Do some self-reflecting. You can change. It just takes you to be aware of the situation. So this subject went a little bit over, but I hope you guys got something from it. I truly appreciate every last one of you. Please continue to support. Please continue to look out for each other. Please continue to just be loving to each other, because we need it right now. 2020 was a crazy year. Still got about 3 months to go, but we good. I know you can do it. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Look out for those toxic people. Remember, they are master manipulators. You have a great evening, and we look forward to talking to you guys soon. Bye.